Up next on American Restoration.
Wow, that thing is bad.
Yeah, it's a World War II dog tag machine.
This thing would pump out 1,000 tags a day.
Wow.
Where'd you find this?
This has been in our family since 1964. We would like to surprise my brother with it all done so his grandson could ride it.
I'm seeing a horse load of dents.
Well, yeah.
Brelly, what are you doing?
I'm just looking for a dog.
Now this one will play fetch with you.
Go get it. Go get it. This is harder than I thought.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
I think this is it right here.
Okay. Earlier we got a call asking us to come look at a family heirloom that somebody wants to get restored. The most satisfying part of my job is restoring memories. So I can't wait to see what this is. Hey.
Hi.
I'm Rick with Rick's Restorations.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Come on in.
You got something for us to see?
I do. I hope you like gold toys.
Oh, yeah.
I've called Rick today to come over here and take a look at my brother's late 40s riding horse to see if it could be restored. It's kind of beat up.
That's awesome. These are cool.
What is it?
It's a Mobo, man.
It's a Mobo. Do you know anything about him?
They were made in London. This horse was a Bronco.
This is a Bronco?
Yeah, it's called a Bronco.
Wild horse, right?
Right.
What a Bronco is.
Right.
Looks pretty wild.
And he was rode pretty wild.
Yeah.
Where'd you find this?
One day, my mother was taking some garbage out to the city dump and rescued him. So she's the original picker because he was at the dump and she brought him home for my little brother.
Wow. Did he look like this when you got it?
No, he looked better.
It looks like somebody took a hammer to him.
Well, yeah.
I'm seeing a horse load of dents. This is a really nice post-war riding toy that was made out of tin. It's not in the best condition, but considering it was rescued from a junkyard and given to a four-year-old over 40 years ago, I mean, we're lucky it's even in one piece.
What do you want me to do to this?
We'd like for it to be able to be ridden again. My brother now has a grandson that's almost three.
Okay.
So we would like to surprise my brother with it all done so his grandson could ride it.
Okay, so do you want it totally original, like it came for Christmas? Okay.
Right.
There's a spring missing that moves him back and forth.
Right here.
Right. So that spring's gone. So that's why he's a little loose right now, you know? The biggest challenge I'm going to have is the dents. So we'll tear it apart. He'll probably have 2 to 3 hours sandblasting and get that done. I bet you I have 16 hours of body work on this.
Okay.
And then we'll paint it and pinstripe it, probably 6 hours in that. All that together, you're looking right around $3,200.
Wow, $3,200 is a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, you figure 16 hours in body work. He's going into a total operation.
Well. Okay, we got a deal.
All right, awesome.
When Rick said $3,200, it kind of took my breath away, but you can't put a price on a family heirloom, and so my brother's going to be really excited to see him. Brand new, like coming off the showroom floor.
Really, what's the horse doing in the front seat?
Well, we could have let him ride in the back.
How about if I just put you in the back?
Whoa, this thing's hung like a horse.
Sorry.
Leave you alone for a minute, look what you do.
Rick just handed off this 1940s mobile horse. Gonna need a lot of body work, but first me and Dave have to tear it down. Spinning on you?
Yeah. Can you grab it
with some pliers or something?
Just so we can get this mechanism out of here.
There you go.
That's it, huh?
Good eye, Dave.
How's it going?
A customer who said he's got a rare piece of machinery that he'd like to get restored is stopping by the shop. I love it when unusual stuff rolls through here, so I can't wait to see what it is. Wow, that thing is bad.
Yeah, it's a World War II dog tag machine.
Man, that thing is awesome.
I came to Rick's Restorations today to bring my 1940s dog tag machine to get restored.
Just don't let it fall off, okay?
We're hoping Rick could fix this because we really need to get this machine running.
All right, so where did it come from?
You know, actually, I picked it up at an antique store, and I seen it was from Mare Islands during World War II.
Right.
That's the naval base from the city of Vallejo, California, where my surplus store is.
Right. So you have an army surplus place?
Yes, mm-hmm. Victory Stores in Vallejo, California.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
This machine, it's called a graphotype. It was invented in the late 1800s to make metal ID plates for soldiers, which we now call dog tags.
The reason why you had an ID on you was if you died, they wanted to know, wanted to bury him, and they had to bury him with their name on there. So like in 1917, they started coming to be mandatory. It was on every single guy.
Okay.
It's got stuff like your blood type, what religion you are.
I mean,
they had all kinds of stuff like that on them. And this thing here would pump out 1,000 tags a day.
Wow.
I mean, it's just like a typewriter. I mean, it's set up to, you know, you've got spacing in here. And I want to say the dog tag goes in here, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen one time, but it was a lot smaller than this.
Okay.
It wasn't this big. So what are you thinking about doing with this?
I definitely need it to work because I have a lot of dog tags to stamp.
Okay.
So, Rick, what do you think this will cost to restore?
All right. Well, you've got a lot of moving parts in this thing. I bet I got 8 hours of two guys tearing this thing down. All the mechanical, intricate pieces will get prepped and polished, cleaned up, you know, like make them look all brand new again.
Okay.
That's going to take probably 4 or 5 hours. Then we got to assemble it. I bet it's going to take me 2 days to assemble it. By the time I'm done restoring it, making it all work, I'm probably looking at $6,500. What do you think? $6,500, you good for a deal?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. So I'll get my guys to take this over and put it in line.
Okay.
Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork.
Sounds good. $6,500, that is a lot of money, but I'm hoping Rick will get it fixed where we can make plenty of money off that machine.
Look at that dog. Little wolf dog. Oh, look at that fat little thing.
Brelly, what are you doing?
I'm just looking for a dog.
Why?
I figure, you know, could learn some responsibility and, you know, why not?
Make yourself a better person?
Yeah, but they're $1,000 of responsibility.
Brelly, they're probably pedigrees. I really think your best bet, you should just go down to the pound, spend a few bucks, get their shots, find a friend.
It's cheaper?
It's way cheaper.
Really. Okay.
All right? Now get out of my chair.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Get to work. Arf, arf, arf.
So what is this thing, Rick?
It's a graphotype. It's made for the ID plates or the dog tags.
Okay.
You know? But what happens is you should be able to slide it in there, slip it down, slide it over, and then you push on this, it's gonna bring this one around to stamp on whatever number I just pushed with or whatever letter.
We are restoring a World War II dog tag machine, and this thing has more springs, levers, and gears than a race car. It's not just an aesthetic restoration. The customer wants to make some money off the tags it pumps out, so it's gotta work.
There's a couple things missing. It's got a lubing system in it with baths in it that actually lubes everything. So I think it'd have some kind of a grease pan on there. Otherwise, the grease would have went everywhere. Something screwed in here, but there's something missing.
This thing is way more complicated than we first thought. And we have missing parts we've got to find. I'm going to have Kelly do some research and start tracking down these missing parts, while Kyle and Dave start stripping this down.
Okay.
To that pin piece.
Cool. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. Welcome to reality. Wow.
Fonzie, come here. Take a look at this. What do you think?
Wow, man.
This typewriting mechanism is insanely complicated, so I'm bringing in some backup. We've got this new guy, Fonzie. He's a master mechanic, and it's going to take both our mechanical know-how to get this thing humming again.
Is that going to be fun?
A lot of fun in this one.
He just volunteered.
Brettley's been wanting a dog for a while now, and frankly, a little responsibility wouldn't hurt the kid. So I'm glad he's on his way to the pound to hopefully find one.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
A dog.
You want to meet one?
Yeah, let's meet it.
Let's go.
All right.
Brettley today came in to look for a dog. It was very
proud. He wanted to adopt instead of shop for a dog, which was pretty cool. So what are you looking for in a dog?
I'm just looking for like a best friend, like a loving dog, you know, loyal.
Oh, okay. Let's go look. I know you came here for a dog, but what about a pig?
I don't think I can get a pig. Look how big he is. That's like three dogs. If Cowboy gets his hands on this guy, he'll be ribs and bacon by supper time. So I'm gonna stick with plan A and check out some pooches.
I thought we'd start small.
Oh, look at that dog.
This is Elroy. He's one of our longest residents.
Aw, you're just a little
guy. He might
lick
you to death.
What kind of dog is this?
It's a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
Yeah.
I'm looking for like a bigger dog.
Okay.
It's just funny looking.
Now this one will play fetch with you.
Really? Let's try it out. Come on. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. This is harder than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be easy.
Don't give up on me yet.
If I knew that finding the right dog was gonna be this hard, I would've just got a turtle.
Okay, it took me a little while, but I found Nana.
Nana?
Nana.
Hi, Nana.
There it is.
What's up?
This might be the perfect dog for you.
You think so?
I think so.
She likes me, huh? Go get it. All right.
Are you ready to commit to this girl?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can handle it.
Okay.
I really think she's good, so.
Nana, you ready to go home?
The Graphitype keyboard mechanism has oil and grease caked all over it. So Fonzie's using a cleaning solution to scrape off the sludge while Bud glass beads the hardware. Meanwhile, Dave and I gotta start cutting up this mobile horse so Phil can bang out all the dents.
All right, did you get him torn apart?
Yep.
No, he's gonna have to come in half.
Once we split the legs in half, it'll be much easier pounding out the rough spots from the inside.
It's not tacked all the way around, so we'll just hit these tacks. He'll peel right apart.
It'll be painless.
For us.
What are you, like some sentimental value to the little horse?
No, not at all.
Here, if you feel real, real bad, here you can just cover his eyes. Give him a little anesthesia.
He won't feel anything,
believe me.
There you go. Where do you want to start?
Don't matter.
Well, at least not blood flying all over me.
If you get hit with blood right now, you got a problem. Nate.
We've been working on a military graphitype machine that was missing some key parts. Kelly made some calls, and the cheapest option was actually to buy another graphitype machine so we could salvage the parts we needed. We just had it delivered, and Kyle and Tyler are gonna start stripping it down for parts. Whatever's left, we're gonna take directly to the boneyard and use it for future projects.
I know we needed this, because that's what holds the paper on, so when you're typing away, you can read
what you have to type.
I know we need this, too. This is good stuff.
This is what we needed, too.
It's got it all. It looks like Kelly nailed it. This graphitype has all the parts we needed. So Kyle and I are gonna take them off, get them prepped and painted so they match the other machine.
All right, well, got everything we need.
This mobile horse is a kid's toy, so I want to make it really irresistible and fun for anybody under 10 years old by layering in a lot of colors and patterns. I'm going to draw out some patterns on masking tape, cut out the shapes, and then layer on even more tape. As you alternate between the different colors of paint and peel the masking tape away, you can get some really complex designs that look amazing. When this horse is done, it's gonna look like it rode straight out of a storybook.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pooch, what's going on? Who are you?
This is Nana.
Nana?
Nana.
Oh. Obviously, you haven't taught him anything yet.
No, she's still learning. It's my first day.
Get that dog out of my face.
Kick it down.
Get down.
Come on.
Good girl. What do you think?
It's a good-looking dog.
What's this?
That's the dog I got.
What are you doing? You cutie.
Oh, she's got mad eyes.
Yeah, betraying her. I mean, look, she's on the table. That's a bad thing. Okay. Okay, you guys got to get back to work. Brettley, take her home. All right, let's go. Back to work, guys.
All right, man.
It's all right.
I love the paint job on it.
Looks cool, huh?
My team did a hell of a job bringing this horse back to life. My only regret is that I'm too darn big to ride it myself.
Put your hand over here so I can
get to hurt my hand.
I ain't worried about your hand. Bam.
This little Bronco is about ready to buck. The client was having it restored for her brother, and she's bringing him to the shop to see it. But he has no idea we've restored his favorite childhood toy. So this is gonna be a huge surprise for him.
Hey, Dorothy.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I just brought someone here with me. This is my brother, David.
How you David? Doing? Good to meet you.
It's supposed to be some kind of surprise. She's surprising me. I don't know what she surprised me with.
I'll show you.
All right. All right.
Come on back here.
I brought my brother here today to Rick's Restorations, and I'm so excited. I can't wait for him to see why he's here.
I can't believe
Holy
that.
Smokes.
I cannot believe that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
For a big guy, you okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the mobile I used to remember. Couldn't believe my eyes. I don't know. It glistened.
Last time I seen it, the pedals were broke off. There wasn't much paint on it.
Right.
I can't believe it's white.
But the biggest problem was all the dents. The legs were all dented up, so we split them in half, and then we pounded it out. There's a lot of art. It's all hand-painted. Painted all the mane out. This is sort of like an airbrushing process where you lightly paint it, just like it was before, and then we cleared the whole thing. The reins on it, we had somebody help us hand-make these. You put your feet on, you're held on the reins. I mean, you're basically learning how to ride a horse.
It looks amazing. Thank you so much. I'm happy. I know he's happy, and I appreciate it.
All right, well, let's go in the office, take care of the rest of the paperwork.
Outside of the birth of my grandchildren, this is probably one of the most exciting days of my life right here.
We've been doing a very complicated restoration on a World War II-era dog tag machine. The keyboard mechanism on this thing is so complex. I actually have Fonzie, who's one of the best mechanics I've ever seen, putting the pieces back together, while the rest of the crew is assembling the body. If all goes well, we'll be banging out dog tags in no time.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, Ray's here to pick up his graphotype.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Good, how you been?
Good, good. I came to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my 1940s graphotype. This thing's real complicated and it wasn't working before, so I hope Rick got it back together.
So here we go. You ready? One, two, three.
Wow, look at that. Oh, wow.
What do you think?
That's awesome. When Rick first unveiled the graphotype machine, I couldn't believe it. It looked brand new. I couldn't even believe it was from the 40s. I mean, it was awesome. And the light and the clipboard, wow. I mean, that wasn't even on there before. This doesn't even look like the same machine I dropped off. What's your secret? What did you do?
Well, it had some broken pieces, missing pieces.
Okay.
So what we did was we scoured the country, and then the parts we needed, we found on a unit. The unit itself didn't work, but the pieces we needed were there. It was missing this clipboard.
This was the work area. Guy running the machine would come in, put himself a pad in here,
and type it out off of this. The light, you know, the light was a big deal because, quite honestly, you're in a big barracks or something like that, there's not a whole bunch of light. So this was very necessary.
That's right.
To be able to see. And another big deal was this pan. It was basically a drip pan, you know?
Okay.
It's a drip pan for here and for underneath the whole motor. See down inside here?
This mechanism, what this thing does is it spins around and it's got all these springs for tension on it.
Oh, wow.
It's an incredible piece of machinery.
Cool. Well, Rick, it looks awesome, but does it work?
Well, that's always a thing, you know, when we're doing stuff. And when we try to make it work, we'll find out.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get me a chair.
Okay. I'd be really bummed if I came all the way to Las Vegas to pick up my graphotype and this thing doesn't work.
Okay, so he'd sit here. Okay. I'm gonna slide it in the jaws. We're gonna bring that down. Okay, and then I'm gonna bring this over. So I need to know what you wanna say on the first tag.
You can put Vlail.
Okay.
So it's V-A-L-L, right?
L-L. E-J-O.
E-J-O. You're going to lift this up. You're going to pull this up.
There you go. Wow, that's awesome. I am so happy this machine works. Totally happy with it. Awesome. Hey, Rick, thank you so much. Now I got to get this thing back here so I can stamp out a bunch of dog tags.
You only got like 20 times that or
yeah.
to do. Come on over here and we'll okay. go inside cool. and Kelly can take care of the rest of the paperwork and then we'll help you load it up.
Cool.
Come on, let's get you into some training. Pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I didn't even got to tell you to sit. You know what this is? This is a dog tag that we made. And it says your name, Nana. You're gonna be an easy dog to work with, huh? Come on, lunch is on me.
Good girl.